Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the Word today. Today is February the 2nd, and our Bible reading portion is from Leviticus chapters 7 to 9. Our responsibilities as God's holy and royal priests. The Bible is clear that we are now both the holy priesthood and the royal priesthood. 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 5 and 9. We will continue in this role as priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Revelation chapter 20 verse 6. Our reading today highlights the consecration and the start of the priestly ministry of Aaron and his sons, and there are some learning points for us as we reflect on Leviticus chapters 8 and 9. Number 1. In Leviticus chapter 8 verse 7 to 9, we read that Aaron and his sons were dressed up with priestly garments consisting of the tunic, sash, robe, ephod, breastplate, turban and crown. Now as a royal priest of God, fighting the good fight of faith, we also have an armor of God to wear, which include the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the sandals of the preparation of the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We read that in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 11 to 17. Number 2. In Leviticus chapter 9, verses 7 to 14, we see that Aaron first offered the sin and burnt offerings for himself, and thereafter he presented the offerings for the other people. Our role as priests unto God is also to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5, which are the praises to God. Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 15. Number 3. In Leviticus chapter 9 verse 22 and 23, we see that Aaron blessed the children of Israel after offering the sin, burnt and peace offerings on their behalf. We are also instructed as priests of God to bless others irrespective of their behavior towards us. Luke chapter 6 verse 28 and Romans chapter 12 verse 14 and 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 12. After Aaron had done all that was required of him, we see in Leviticus chapter 9 verse 23 and 24 that 1. The glory of God appeared to all people. Number 2. The fire of God consumed the burnt offerings and the fat on the altar. And number 3. The people shouted and fell on their faces, acknowledging the greatness of God. When we faithfully carry out our responsibilities as God's holy and royal priests, God is pleased with us and God's name is glorified, acknowledged and revered by the others who are around us.